USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is downplaying his frontrunner status as he formally enters the 2020 Democratic presidential race.
It's real early. I tell you what, the issue is going to be who, not only who can win this, but who's the best person to lead the country.
The massive migrant caravan said to be making its way towards the U.S.-Mexico border is a result of Congress not acting and continuing to encourage illegal immigration. That's at least according to Hector Garza. He's the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He also talks to Fox News about the difference between the previous caravans and that current migrant caravan.
The group is about 20,000 total, and as it comes in, closer to the United States, more and more people join that caravan. Now we're seeing people from Africa, we're seeing people from Nicaragua, we're seeing people from Cuba.
This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
The U.S. Department of State's Rewards for Justice program is offering up to $10 million for information on the global terrorist organization Hezbollah. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
That reward will be paid for information that would lead to a disruption of the financial mechanism of the Lebanese-based terrorist organization that receives weapons, training, and financial funding from Iran. I spoke to Michael T. Ivanov, Assistant Secretary of State for Diplomatic Security.
The purpose is to stem and go after people that are hiding or facilitating Hezbollah mechanisms for global terrorists.
I'm John Clemens.
The Navy is drafting formal procedures for its pilots to document encounters with what they believe to be UFOs. A Navy spokesman says the number of intrusions have increased since 2014 and they want to understand what's behind it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
An American tourist kidnapped in East Africa 3 weeks ago is opening up for the first time since that harrowing ordeal. Kimberly Endicott was on a safari vacation in Uganda when four men abducted her and her guide. She sits down with CBS This Morning to explain what happened.
We're sitting there and all of a sudden four men come out of a perfectly square bush that's in front of us. And my first thought was there must be something happening behind us and that these are rangers. And I don't know exactly when.
Why did you think they were rangers? Did they have on uniforms?
They're armed. They have guns.
So they were armed.
And I've
okay.
been guerrilla trekking with rangers that have guns. So that was my first thought.
So there were no alarm bells when you saw these men approaching you with guns?
Well, there were, but they were alarm bells of something must be behind us.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Looking at them, it became apparent pretty quickly that no, that's not what this is.
Mm-hmm.
They were not in uniform. They were ragtag. They make us get out of the vehicle. They make us sit on the ground. And that's where things go very, I don't know how to describe it. There's really not a word to describe what that felt like. Pure fear, but that almost doesn't do it justice.
The kidnappers used Endicott's phone to demand a $500,000 ransom, but it's unclear if any of that money was paid or if the abductors have been arrested. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.